Committee member and Trident Seafoods fleet manager Nick Omer summarized what he saw as the main purpose of the effort.
I mean, in terms of what the overarching theme of this whole thing should be, I mean, I really believe it's that we need to not only keep every single boat in the harbor we have now, but attract more.
The mayor and city council formed the committee earlier this fall in response to long-term concerns over the loss of local fishing businesses, whether it's permits or entire operations moving elsewhere or local fishermen just selling their fish in other towns. During its first meeting last Thursday, 10 committee members and guests spent more than 2 hours discussing a list of dozens of suggestions. Petersburg Vessel Owners Director Julianne Curry is the committee chair.
The mayor has instructed us to think big, that no project is too large and no project is too small. Mm-hmm. So if we are going to send a strong message to the council, I guess what I would like to do with you guys is go through these lists. If there's anything that needs to be added or there's comments that you want to add, we can go ahead and do that. And I think that we should prioritize what we feel is the most important for making this community successful.
Some of the relatively smaller items include better access and bigger capacity for the crane dock, expansion of net floats, overboard ladders and other improvements on the docks, a better city website, and a guide listing all of the town's fishing support services, from welding and electronics to refrigeration and fiberglass. Committee members also saw a need for Petersburg to better market itself as a place for fishermen to base their operations. On the bigger end of the project list is a proposed marine services park, some sort of shipyard where vessel owners and contractors can haul out and work on boats. This year's winter closure of the local shipwrights has added urgency to that particular issue. Committee member and haul-out business owner John Murgis was frustrated that the city had not gone very far with the marine haul-out and workyard proposal from the Petersburg Economic Development Council.
A year ago, PEDC gave the city council a pretty good development plan after spending $40,000 with professional consultants developing Scow Bay, and it's like that doesn't exist.
I know.
It just sort of seems to be making circles between the city council and maybe going back to the harbor board, back to the city council.
Another major concern was replacement of the deteriorating North Harbor, as well as the need for expanded large boat moorage in general to accommodate more seiners and other bigger vessels in Petersburg. Some suggestions were less directly tied to fishing, but instead were aimed at helping to maintain a high quality of life that could help keep fishing families in town. Fisherman Bob Martin highlighted the public library project as an example.
One thing I've kind of struggled with back and forth is the new library, and I think there's a lot to be said for keeping, I mean, this is still a good town to be a fisher person, but sometimes in the winters it's the rest of the family can suffer. I think some of these other things, even though they're not fishing related, can improve the quality of life.
Martin said he thought Petersburg might be a little ahead of some other communities in the quality of life department, and he said it would be good to stay ahead. The committee didn't finalize or prioritize any recommendations last week. The discussion will continue in a future meeting. They've still got several dozen more ideas they haven't yet talked about, including education needs for a new generation of fishermen and vessel service providers, the retention of fishing permits in town, a remote release site for hatchery fish, incentives for seafood processing, and more. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.